Welcome this Christmas morning. Lovely to have your company first thing. I hope you've got the order of service in front of you. It's lovely having Jackie also with me, helping me this morning. I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour has been born to you. Alleluia. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Alleluia. He is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. We
We
worship
worship
and
and
adore
adore
him.
him.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh, may the light of your love be born in us to fill our hearts with joy as we sing. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed
Blessed
be
be
God
God forever.
forever. And a song of the bride, words taken from Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, who has clothed me with the garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity. So I'm just going to let two people in. There we are. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth puts forth her blossom, and
And the
as seeds
seeds
in
in
the
the
garden
garden
spring
spring up.
up, so shall God make righteousness and praise blossom before the nations. For Zion's
Zion's sake,
sake, I
I
will
will
not
not
keep
keep silent.
silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I
I
will
will
not
not
rest.
rest.
Until her deliverance shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The
The
nations
nations
shall
shall
see
see your
your deliverance, and
and
all
all rulers
rulers shall
shall
see
see
your
your glory.
glory. Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give. You
You
shall
shall
be
be
a
a
crown
crown
of
of
glory
glory
in the
in the
hand
hand
of
of the
the
Lord,
Lord, a
a
royal
royal
diadem
diadem
in
in
the
the
hand
hand
of
of
your
your
God.
God.
Glory
To
to
the
the
Father,
Father, and
and
to
to
the
the
Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
as
as
it
it
was
was
in
in
the
the
beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and
shall
shall
be
be
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Lord of grace and truth, we confess our unworthiness to stand in your presence as your children. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal
us.
us.
The Virgin Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our disobedience to your will. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal
us.
us.
Your Son, our Saviour, was born in poverty in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal us.
us. The shepherds left their flocks to go to Bethlehem. Forgive our self-interest and lack of vision. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
and
and
heal
heal.
us. The wise men followed the star to find Jesus the King. Forgive our reluctance to seek you. We have sinned. Forgive
Forgive
us
and
and heal
heal.
us. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and
And we
we have
have
seen
seen
his
his glory.
glory. And then the canticle today is a song of Hannah. Blessed
Blessed
are
are
those
those
who
who
believe,
believe
for what
what
God
God
has
has
promised
promised
will
will
be
be
fulfilled.
fulfilled.
My heart exults in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no holy one like you, Lord, nor any rock like you, our God. For you are a God of knowledge, and by our actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full now hire themselves out for bread, but those who are hungry are well fed. The barren woman has borne sevenfold, but she who had many children is forlorn. Both the poor and the rich are of your making. You bring low and you also exalt. You raise up the poor from the dust and lift the needy from the ash heap. You make them sit with the rulers and inherit a place of honour. For the pillars of the earth are yours, and on them you have set the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who believe, for what God has promised will be fulfilled.
And the first reading is taken from Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And we say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
And the second reading is taken from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, a very happy Christmas to all of you. On days like today, if you are someone like me, who has been used to going to church year after year, Christmas after Christmas, There are certain words and phrases that you long to hear, and we've had a couple of them this morning. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Actually, for me, that was a childhood favourite, only because I found it highly amusing to see who could or couldn't pronounce Quirinius. Obviously, well done, Jackie.
Thank you.
Obviously, I'm now far too mature and sensible to find such things amusing, although I have to confess that I've been known to give a wry smile when I hear someone read about the visitation of the Magi to the manger. I can imagine a long queue of Margaret Thatchers taking gifts out of their handbags. And then there are the words of the angels to the shepherds. I bring you good news of great joy. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. It doesn't matter whether these words are being spoken by a child in a play or by an adult standing at the lectern. They send shivers down my spine. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. That verse just about says it all. That verse tells you all you need to know, all you will ever need to know about Christmas. There is nothing more to add. Today, the words spoken by the prophet Isaiah come true. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Today, Gabriel's words to Mary come alive. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible with God. Every year, billions of people throughout the world will attend services such as this. Every year, people throughout the world long to hear the story of Christmas. They want to be reminded of the truth of the angels' words. They want to hear it anew, as if for the very first time. They want to believe it. They want this story, not just to be reminded of this story, for it to stay in their heads, but for this story to become a reality in their hearts and lives. I think it is particularly relevant this year. I'll tell you why. I think that there is so much darkness all around. The darkness of war, the darkness of injustice, the darkness of famine, the darkness of a broken planet. There are so many, many things that seem impossible to fix. The health service, our transport system, the desperation of men and women and children as they make hazardous journeys across the channel to find a new future. Children who are subjected to cruelty and abuse. Women who are denied an education. And when I look at the news, I long to hear the words of the angel. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, not just for me, not just for me and mine, but for everyone, all people of all races, of all languages, of all faiths, regardless of gender or sexuality, everyone. This good news overcomes our divisions. It overcomes the things that separate and divide. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. God starts out where we start out, as a baby. He becomes one of us so that we can become more like him. He is with us, showing himself to us and giving himself to us in Jesus. But there is more to this child than meets the eye, and Isaiah fills in the details. He is Wonderful Counselor. He's not a warrior. He's not a dictator. He's a counselor. He listens more than he talks. He loves us and cares for us. He values us and cherishes us. And I hope that each of you know that for yourself this morning. He is also Mighty God. He is our Saviour. There is nothing passive, nothing meek and mild about our God. One day his kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. He is also the everlasting Father, the past, the present, and the future. We really don't have to look for anything else. Fourthly, he is also the Prince of Peace. Peace comes when God restores everything to health. Peace comes because God loves all people, even the rebellious and the unlovely. Peace comes when we hear God say, "Be still and know that I am God." Isaiah's vision of Jesus, our Saviour, is not a Christmas card picture of a little smiling baby. Babies grow up if we let them. This is a picture of God. People who don't see this are described by Isaiah as those who walk in darkness. Those who see this baby as he really is are described by Isaiah as having seen a great light. Many of us spend years and years stumbling around in the darkness. I am of an age when I need to get up in the night. I can make my way to the bathroom in the darkness and get back into bed without putting on the light. My eyes are used to it. You see, we can all become used to the darkness. We can all become used to living in the shadows. And the Bible says that we are just like that. We are acclimatized to the darkness. We can become oblivious to the light. Then one day we see it as it really is and understand that Jesus is a gift that has already been given and Isaiah's prophetic vision has already been fulfilled in Jesus, who was born in a Bethlehem manger and walked in Galilee, touching, feeding, eating, speaking to all who came to him. When he died on the cross, he overcame sin and death. He is now present with us, and he is mighty to save. To you is born this day a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this is the good news of great joy for all people this morning. Amen.
Let us pray. Today, in all the demands, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas without someone they love. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the delights, we pray for those who are facing a Christmas alone. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the celebration, we pray for those who are facing conflicts. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the time at tables, we pray for those who are hungry. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. And the colic for Christmas Day. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son, to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a Virgin Mary, a pure virgin, grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us, and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We're back to being at 9:30 on the 1st of January. Hopefully you have received that order of service already. If you haven't, then please contact the office. There's only one date apart from Christmas and New Year to mention for your diaries. It's the coffee morning on the 11th of January at the golf club from 10 o'clock. You are all very welcome. I hope you have a great time. Enjoy yourselves and see you next Sunday on Zoom at 9:30. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Happy Christmas.
Have a lovely day.
Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.